Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, check, check. I'm ready. Singing and dancing filled the Livingston Student Center as the Livingston Theater Company performed the musical Pippin this past weekend. A cast of 23 students, plus dozens of behind-the-scenes workers and musicians, had 6 weeks to put the student-run production together from start to finish. Director of the play and Livingston College student Ivan Rushfield wanted the audience to appreciate that everything from the choreography to the lighting was handled by the students. Needless to say, he was pleased with the outcome.
This is a show that a lot of people have been wanting us to do for a long, long time. And so to have it come together like this really has worked out better than I even thought it could.
The musical tells the story of the Roman Emperor Charlemagne's son, Pippin, who is searching for personal fulfillment in all the wrong places. Ensemble cast member and Rutgers College junior Lauren Crocker knew that Pippin wasn't your average show, but the challenge of making it appealing to the audience only added to her enthusiasm.
It's an obscure show. It's not your usual Broadway show. It's kind of a different kind of story and different kind of take on things and very Fosse dancing, so we were all really excited coming to it.
The hard work and personal sacrifices paid off with 3 sold-out performances and standing ovations from happy theatergoers. Be sure to look out for the LTC's second musical, Kiss Me, Kate, playing November 20th through the 23rd. That's it from Pippin. For WRSU, I'm Andrea Sattinger. Back to you in the studio.